What will it be, hero? Another mug of ale? I knew it. You can never go wrong with ale. And I like to think ours is fairly decent, given how quickly you emptied the last one. More than decent. Why, thank you, hero. You'll make me blush. Well, I'm glad you think so. It really does make me happy to know the savior of these lands enjoys my drinks. Oh, but I'm not exaggerating anything. I've not only heard songs of your heroism on the battlefield from our bards, but I've also seen it firsthand. I was there at Dragar's Fell in the old district when the gargoyles attacked. They completely blotted out the sun. Their wings leathery and dark, and their eyes. I still have nightmares every once in a while about those red orbs seething with malice. I and the other scholars would have lost our lives that day if you hadn't showed up. Your magic was so bright, radiant. They don't call you the Raging Storm for nothing. You've never cared much for that name. Why? You can summon storms in an instant. Winds and hail and lightning. Oh Lord, the lightning. I've never seen such powerful bursts of electricity with my own eyes. In fact, I had to close them for fear I might go blind. No, hero. The stories about you, if anything, are watered down. Unlike this ale. Only the very best for the hero who saved me. What? Why are you shaking your head? I thought it was cute. You've never been fond of being called a hero. And why is that? I see. It's rare to find a person like you these days. Protecting humanity, but making no boast of it. Saving people, but wanting no monuments dedicated to you. Lighting up the sky with all the lightning in the world, and yet, no deafening thunder in your wake. You're unlike anyone I've ever met. What? Did I say too much? Oh no, you're right. I'm not from this village. I work here part-time. My home is actually in the town of Orsvale, in the snowy mountains of the north. That is a long way, yes. Oh, so you were paying attention earlier. Yes, I'm indeed a student at the Academy of Magic. I visited Dragar's Fell on an expedition to study the ruins with the senior scholars of the school. And that is where I saw you for the first time. Though you probably didn't see me. You did? It was impossible not to. I wonder what you mean by that. You really think I'm pretty? Aye. Well, flattery will get you nowhere, dear hero. But it will get you another drink on the house. Well done. Truth isn't flattery, Doesn't everyone have their own truth? Your eyes may see things very differently from someone else's. The sweetest lies often have some truth mingled within. Truth is many-faced. It is flattery's shield, hiding away what really is. you think there's only one truth. It's people's interpretations that lead to a divergence. I suppose that is one way of looking at things. What do I think? Well, I think when you're talking to someone you called pretty, you really should be looking into her eyes, my dear hero. You've slayed monsters before. Surely eye contact isn't too difficult for you. Or could it be you're distracted by something else? Oh, nothing. It's quite warm inside this tavern. Perhaps that's why I'd forgotten to button up a little. I really didn't mean to make you feel embarrassed. I'm sorry. I'm not. Why, you're awfully perceptive, I see. Where were we? Ah, yes. Why I find it hard to believe in an objective truth. I suppose it has to do with the branch of magic I study. I specialize in divination, in predicting people's futures. Well, guessing, really. Our futures are concealed in mystery, you see, because they're always being rewritten by our actions in the present. I couldn't, for example, tell we were going to be attacked by gargoyles that day, because the expedition was a spur-of-the-moment thing. As a rule of thumb, the further you try to look into someone's future, the more confusing your findings will be. What can I tell about you? Let's see. You're drunk enough for your cheeks to turn just the slightest bit of red. You're not nearly drunk enough to call me by another woman's name. You walked in here because you were tired, needed a place where you could unwind. And you wanted ale, of course. But now, you're still kind of tired. And you'll most likely ask for a room where you can spend the night after this. You're right. None of what I just said requires divination. I was just observing you, ever since you walked in here. Because I find you quite intriguing to look at. No, my hero, I don't need your star charts to glimpse into your future. In your case, looking into your eyes is enough. It tells me several things. Such as, you've been on your own for a long time now, purging evil from this land, protecting the innocent from creatures lurking in the shadow world. But being a hero can get lonely. You always have to be the people's champion, their beacon of hope, shining in the darkness. But tonight, from what I can divine, you might be able to lose that mask. To be who you really are, underneath the armor. Behind all that lightning. Tonight, you might find love. If you're so willing. Yes, I really think so. But, like I said, the future is never written in stone. It's just full of possibilities. It's closing time. have a dance to celebrate the evening's revelries before winding down for the night. Have you ever danced before? Come on then. Let's go. Take my hand. I bet you'd be pretty electric even on the dance floor. I'm not joking. It'll be fun. I'm waiting, hero. Are you really going to deny me this dance? My, my. I'll make you a deal. I'll stop calling you hero if you dance with me. It doesn't matter if you can dance or not. It isn't difficult. I'll show you. Take my hand, hero. There. See? You've got it. Put your hand a bit lower on my back. Yes. Right there. You're really good at this. Why were you being so shy earlier? Or is that just one of your moves to get a girl to like you? Hey, don't spin this around on me. I mean, you can spin me around because we're dancing, but don't turn this around. Of course I like you. Why wouldn't I? You're gentle and noble. You're smooth with your sorcery and your words. And yet, there's something so pure about you. So very innocent. I wasn't lying earlier. I've really never met anyone like you before. I find myself drawn to you. I can't help but slide closer to you. My face is almost touching yours, and our lips are almost. I really like you, and I want to thank you for having this dance with me. Oh, come now. Do you really wish it lasted longer? Well, maybe I feel the same way. How about that room now? Would you like one, sweetness? Lovely. Hero? Are you in there? Hello to you too. Oh, I did promise to stop calling you hero, didn't I? My apologies, sweetness. I couldn't sleep, and it seems neither could you. I wonder why. Excuse me? I couldn't quite hear that. Oh, but of course, I'd love to come in. I thought you'd never ask. So, are you satisfied with your room? Really? I heard you told the tavern staff you needed some extra blankets. These rooms can get a little cold at night. I know you didn't tell them that, sweet. That's why I'm not carrying any. See? I figured that was a mistake in communication. Clearly, you must have told them You needed me.